I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Two guys, they broke into a car that was parked in a driveway. This happened in Florida early last Sunday morning, so almost a week ago. They grabbed what they could, but then another car came down the street. So they're like, uh-oh. So they ran back to their getaway car. Well, one of the guys ran, so the other guys tried to run too, but his shorts fell down because he didn't have a belt on. He tripped and he wound up crashing headfirst into the side of the getaway car and almost knocked himself out. You ever have that happen? Not like you're trying to commit a crime, but like something like falls off, like your shoes fall off or your shorts fall off and you trip yourself?
Jeez, no.
I've had that happen before too. Just like, it's hard to believe. When I did lose weight before though, I was kind of like just walking fast, but my pants fell down. I caught them, but I was at work. It was just embarrassing.
I remember
like
middle
school. Like my boxers.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool.
With your pants on the ground.
It was cool in middle school for guys to like sag their pants. And so nobody wore belts. And their pants were always falling down.
And I understand the whole prison thing too. But I've never understand. Let me ask from a woman's perspective. A guy, let's say he's attractive. Do you like if a guy was sagging his pants? Or you're like, ooh, he's kind of hot.
No.
Like, I don't get the point of doing it. Like, I think you look like an idiot.
Yeah. I'm not into that. Nope.
Street cred.
Is it street cred?
In the hood, yeah.
Like, hey, the more ass cracked, the more respected you are. Like, I could see his whole butt cheek.
Yeah, you better wear good underwear, though.
No kidding. Like, hey, are those skid marks? What team are you? I thought you were Blood or Crip. Looks like you were Brown. All right, cool.
Shirts or skids.
Well, the guy ended up hitting his head really bad. He was able to get into his car, though, and he was able to get away. They ended up stealing a phone charger, some loose change, and this is crazy that it'll be left in the car, but I guess it makes sense. A $500 stethoscope. I guess the person was like a doctor or a nurse. I didn't realize that it cost that much money. My mom was a nurse for 30 years.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were like $500.
That's, I could get one crazy from like CVS for like cheap, no?
Or like Walmart. They got those kid ones that work too. You can hear the heartbeat and stuff. Right?
Oh my gosh.
So if you're a nurse listening this morning or a doctor or anything, do stethoscopes really cost that much? If you can, when you get a second, tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. I'm wondering because that blew my mind, the price on that.
I see one for $3.84 here at Walmart, but then I also see one from Scrubs and Beyond for $369.99.
What is the difference between a $3 Walmart stethoscope and a $400 stethoscope?
Scrubs and Beyond.
Oh, dude, Scrubs.
There's a whole business out there.
I guess it's going to be more accurate.
Is it though?
I thought
the whole idea of a stethoscope, correct me if I'm wrong, is to like amplify so you can hear like the breathing and the heart pounding.
Maybe it's like a purse. You can get a $10 purse and you can get one for like $3,000.
But it still holds stuff either way.
Yeah, it still holds stuff.
Okay. Well, the cops are still trying to track those guys down. Another story this morning, an 88-year-old guy from Springfield, Ohio, flagged down a cop on Wednesday afternoon to report a theft. That's not cool. Who's stealing from an 88-year-old man?
That's so,
like,
sad.
What's wrong with you? He said he just received a sexual favor from a prostitute.
Okay, ew.
And afterwards, she stole his wallet. Okay. And the only identifying thing he had about her is that she had one eye.
Oh, my gosh. What is going on?
What happened to the other one?
I don't know. Maybe something happened, you know, along her career as a prostitute where she lost vision in the other eye.
Good grief.
She used his credit card to buy some food when she stole it, and he eventually called and had it canceled. The cops are trying to track down the sexy Cyclops, but they haven't made any arrests yet. And it seems like, yeah, they're going to give this guy a break. He's 88 years old, and it doesn't look like they're going to charge him with soliciting a prostitute, which I guess is the right thing to do, right?
No, that's a crime.
Even at 88, you're going to charge grandpa for trying to get some loving?
Oh, is there a level? Once you turn like 80, you can have all the prostitutes you want?
Yeah, it's not like the older you get, you just get to have a free-for-all and you don't get like in trouble for anything.
I disagree with certain things. Like, you shouldn't be able to murder somebody. Maybe you can murder one person when you're like 75 because you've been around, put up with a lot of crap. But I think like a prostitute, if you're like a retired person, 65 or 70, why can't you?
So what's the cutoff, 70?
Let's say 70.
Yeah, I mean, how people would start living longer. They have something to live for.
They do have a reason not to go out early.
Yeah, at 70, it's YOLO.
And to be honest, if you're a guy and it works when you're 70, even with medicine, that's pretty impressive, right? Like that. Like, I think you should be able to use that.
What goes up must come down. Viagra Falls.
And your final dummy of the day story today, a woman named Erica was competing in a bikini contest in Florida last month against 10 other people. So a lot of competition out there. Now, one of the women that was in that competition was a woman who happens to be dating her ex. Yeah, that's not cool. Once they got off stage, Erica started yelling at the woman. She said, quote, you should go to the gyno because you're in for a rude awakening.
I don't know what that means, but I'm scared.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could probably interpret that a lot of ways, but what would a rude awakening be with that? But Erica's next move kind of was surprising. She whacked the other girl over the head with her high heels.
Ow.
Would that hurt? I mean, it sounds like it would. I can't believe, like, you hear, like, where women will fight and stuff. Like, have you ever been in a position where you're like, I guess I'm going to have to assault this woman with my high heel?
No, never have. But I've thought about, like, if I'm ever in trouble with, like, a guy, if a guy is coming after me, I could totally stab him with my heel.
So what would your technique be? Like you're coming from the club, like, something's going down, you don't trust that guy, you take your heels off?
Yeah, quickly.
Okay, do you use, like, string inside your purse and turn them into nunchucks? Are these individuals?
No, you're just holding them with your hand, but, I mean, they're sharp. The heels are sharp. That would totally hurt if you, like, hit somebody with that really hard.
Would you go for the eye, or where would you go?
I can't talk about it.
Why?
Because I'm scared of that stuff.
What, being assaulted?
No, eye stuff. I can't talk about it. It makes me want to throw up.
I spy with my stiletto eye.
Ew.
I would go for the eye. Like, if I was, like, afraid of my life, if I was a woman, I would take that stiletto heel, and I would just stab him right in the eye.
No.
Well, if I was behind him,
no.
Right in the booty. That's what I would be doing. this woman ended up getting arrested for misdemeanor battery, but she was also on probation at the time, so she could be looking at jail time. Unfortunately, I looked. Trust me. I spent a lot of time this morning looking. I couldn't find posts online anywhere about who won the contest. So I can't give you an update on that, but you can see all these Dummy of the Day stories right now. Go to RadioNowIndy.com and click on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Johnny Depp appeared at Glastonbury Festival last night and used his appearance to joke that maybe it's time that an actor once more assassinated the President of the United States.
When was the last time an actor assassinated the President?
As the crowd cheered his reference to the 1865 assassination of Abraham Lincoln by the actor John Wilkes Booth, Depp added, I want to clarify, I'm not an actor, I lie for a living. However, it's been a while, and maybe it's time. According to his spokespeople, Bill Cosby is heading out on a tour of town halls to educate young men about how to avoid and handle sexual assault allegations.
Mr. Cosby wants to get back to work. We are now planning town halls, and we're going to be coming to this city sometime in July.
Like a town hall and just talk with people?
We'll talk to young people because this is bigger than Bill Cosby. You know, this issue can affect any young person, especially young athletes of today. And they need to know what they're facing when they're hanging out and partying, when they're doing certain things that they shouldn't be doing.
Are you kidding me?
So insane. Mariah Carey's co-star for the new film The House is dishing on her alleged diva behavior. Co-star Cedric Yarbrough wrote on Facebook that Mariah ruined her cameo, which has since been cut from the film. He said, this lady was unprofessional and borderline abusive to our director, who tried his best to appease her every wish in the acting community. It's not very good form to tell on your fellow actors. They could be having a bad day, going through some personal things. Maybe Mariah was, I don't know. But I do know that our crew didn't deserve that. Our director didn't. This kind of behavior should be called out for what it is. Be a damn professional. He admitted to leaving out the worst part of her behavior, joking that he'd only tell people in person whom he deemed worthy.
Ooh, what do you think, like, the worst part of her behavior is?
I'm sure she demanded just, like, crazy things. Like, I want, you know, peanut butter sandwiches while the crust cut off and blah, blah, blah. Who knows?
Without any peanuts in it.
Yeah, something crazy. The Rock posted on Facebook that he was driving when a guy pulled up beside him and started freaking out. He rolled the window down to say hello, and then he freaked out more. The fan jumped out of his truck, came around to take a picture while he stood in the oncoming traffic lane.
This dude stopped his truck in the middle of the street. What's up, dude? Come on. You're going to get hit by this traffic, man. Come on, let's get it. All this traffic's coming right now. Come on, brother.
This dude's like, oh, no.
He's so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Can I get one more?
Yeah, come on, dude. You can get hit.
So this guy's, like, standing in traffic. Like,
yeah.
Hey, can I do one more photo
this
with you, Rock?
This dude stopped his truck.
Well, let's go through a little bit more. Okay, right there.
Oh!
All right, dude, come on.
Holy
I got the greatest fans in the world, man. I appreciate that. And the craziest.
Lisa Kudrow and Friends co-creator Marta Kaufman are considering a Phoebe standalone show. According to an insider, Phoebe would probably be divorced now and living back in NYC. The source also claimed that cameos from the Friends alum Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Matt LeBlanc, David Schwimmer, and Matthew Perry are likely. An audience member caught stealing free merchandise during an Ellen DeGeneres show taping landed herself in some very awkward waters on national television. The talk show host had her team set up a table of free merchandise in the backstage area during a taping last week with a sign that clearly told fans to help themselves, but only to one item. While most people respected the rule, two women grabbed more gadgets than they should have. What they didn't know was that a hidden camera was recording their every move, and Ellen later confronted one of the women on the air on the show. She said, "I just wanted to see how honest my audience was." Then she made the lady sit in Ellen jail, which was a high stool set up in front of the entire audience as a result of her behavior. It is cringeworthy.
It was like a dunce chair.
It was so embarrassing.
I saw that video clip, and I'm so glad Ellen did something like that. The woman claimed that she's like, "Oh, well, my sister couldn't make
it." Yeah, right. So you needed 50 items.
She's like, "Well, everybody else didn't grab something for their sister." She and Ellen pointed out too, she's the same kind of person where, like, if you left candy out and said, "Please take one," they take it all.
Oh yeah, for sure. On Halloween, yeah, she was the worst.
I saw this story and I was like, oh my God, this could happen to Alex or any of us, but I saw it. I was like, dang, don't do that. An Atlanta woman was driving her BMW when she became stuck in wet concrete.
My worst nightmare.
The woman noticed construction equipment, but says there were no signs, no flaggers, and no cones. She was traveling back the way she had just came when a truck started driving towards her. She explains, quote, "He kept driving towards me, honking the horn, so I veered to the left, and my car ended up submerged in fresh, wet concrete." Now, that's where I think she's kind of dumb, because I saw the photo of her car stuck in the concrete. They were, like, doing a whole road, so you see, like, gray, which is concrete mixture now that we all know, and then, like, just very, like, a couple inches lower to the ground, just the raw dirt, like the road that they had pounded down to put the concrete on. So, like, I don't know if she thought he was going to hit her head on.
I guess if that guy was like, "Move out of the way, I'm not stopping," I'd be scared too. That's exactly what
I think he was trying to, like, say, "Lady, stop." Like, "Lady, stop." I think he was. But it's just, it goes on right here. The woman said she called police, who then called a tow truck, but they said they couldn't tow the car unless she signed a waiver saying they wouldn't be responsible for damages. Because I got to imagine it sets in at a pretty quick pace. Now, her attorney, which is something I wouldn't have, but her attorney told her to not sign anything. And so the car sat there in wet concrete until it wasn't wet anymore.
Like, so what's going to happen then? Who's responsible? Like, is her insurance going to be covering that, or is that her fault?
I don't know. But because she wouldn't sign it, eventually the workers had to use a jackhammer to remove the entire block of concrete, including the car, and then load it onto a flatbed truck. The woman repeatedly said the cones and flaggers came after she was stuck, but it's unclear when those actually went into place, if she just ignored them and tried to go around it. But that's got to mess up your car. I mean, it locks everything in there. It bonds with it. Even at the very least, like the cosmetic part, it's got to mess it up. But I wonder if that gets in your wheels and your brakes and your tires.
If there were no cones or anything telling her not to go there, I wouldn't have known either.
You wouldn't have known?
Like, how would you have known? You're driving your...
Well, you can clearly see the difference, right? Like, left and right?
Well, you can see there's a difference in the road, but you don't know that it's wet cement. And the thing is if you have a big truck coming at you honking his horn, like, "I'm not stopping, so you better move," what are you supposed to do? So I understand where she's coming from.
Well, the thing is, here's the thing, though. It'd be a two-lane thing. So in the photo I'm looking at right now, there are cones set up. So I don't believe her story. Here, Alex, look at this
because
right there.
Because if there's
look
a car right stuck there. In concrete, they're going to put cones around it saying, like, "Hey, there's a car here. Watch out. Like, don't
but
wreck
it goes
into it."
All the way down the road. I think this lady just was not paying attention and like, just like, "Oh, okay, I'll drive over here." Because on the right side where she would have turned right instead of left, she would have went to somebody's yard, it looks like.
Well, she's saying the cones weren't there. She's saying they did it to save their butts after she wrecked into the concrete.
Do you really think they're like they're out there like setting up 1, 2, 3, like 100 cones just to cover their butt?
Probably.
It is the Joe and Alex Show. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can hit us up or Instagram anytime at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get somebody hooked up right now with a $50 Main Event gift card. We're going to play Finish the Lyrics. And on Team Alex or Joe, the first choice, Alyssa. Do you want to be on Team Alex or Team Joe?
Team Alex.
What's up,
ooh,
girl?
A&A. All right. Let me get that written down so I don't forget. Alex and Alyssa. That means that we'll go to line number 2 this morning. And Emily, you're on Team Joe.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Cool. That's a bad thing, it sounds like. Turn your radio down. You're going to listen on your phone for this one, Emily. Finish the lyrics, MYK. Can you explain to everybody how this is going to work? Because you're the official judge and rule and decider.
Each of y'all get 3 songs. You can listen to the song up to 2 times. You guys have to guess what the next word of the song is. You have to finish the lyrics. This is where I switch back to game show voice.
Oh, I like it. It's very calming.
Started off normal and then it slipped into game show voice.
Oh, he's very nice though. He seems like a nice judge. Yeah. Okay.
And you guys can ask your teammate one time, a lifeline, if you will.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, wait, I got to talk like normal. In that case, let's have you guys hang on the line, and we will come to you as needed. Do you want to go first, Alex, this week, or do you want me to go first for finish the lyrics? I'll let you choose, because I won yesterday.
I don't care. You pick.
All right, I'll have you go first.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Alex, this is your first song for finish the lyrics.
Baby, bye, bye, bye. I don't want to be a fool for you. Just another player in your game.
Might is the next word.
Final answer? I need you to say final answer.
I'm guessing, but yeah, that's my final answer.
All right, final answer, might.
Might sound crazy, okay. But it ain't no
all right, good.
I always regret this because honestly, like, I don't know a lot of boy band songs, but I knew
I don't
that
either.
One. I knew that one. All right, here we go. This is Joe's song number one for Finish the Lyrics. I think it's like from.
No.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
I didn't go to you yet. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Wait. Okay. You know what? Fine. I'm gonna buzz you in this morning because you're like.
I'm so
out of
sorry.
It. No, don't be sorry. I'm trying to win you a prize. You need to speak up when I'm an idiot, which is a lot.
Well, she only gets one chance.
Yeah, you only need to speak up one time, girl. No cheating.
Oh no.
Okay. Well, you spoke up right now, Emily. I'm gonna see if you know what it is because you said no to that. Let's listen to it one more time, and then I'm gonna have you help me out here. I want to say it's back. I think it's back. What do you think, Emily?
I think you're right.
Okay, and whoever swore, by the way, no more swearing or nobody wants a prize. Somebody got a little nervous and swore. It's all right. Don't swear. I'm going to say final answer is back. Here we go. Let's see if I was right. Oh, my gosh. We did it, Emily. All right. We got a tie game. Hope you're ready, Alex.
Joe has used his lifeline. Alex has one lifeline left.
All right. Here we go.
Score is 1-1. Song number two for Alex and Alyssa.
Can I get a toot-toot? Can I get a
beep-beep?
Running my hands through my fro.
Yeah, bouncing on 24.
Come on, body set, I'm ready. It's the remix to ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Mama.
Mama, final answer, Mama?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right, let's see.
Mama rolling that body,
all right.
Got every man.
It's a fun game this week. I like this game.
I know. It's easier. I should have went with the first one because I know all those right there. A little R. Kelly for you this morning. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see if we can get the tie going here. Team Joe and Team Emily, song number two for Finish the Lyrics.
Well, I
crap.
You'd say what could make me feel this way. My girl.
Talking about my girl. Someone say talking. I'm going to say talking. All right. Final answer, talking.
Talking about.
Yeah. Wow.
My grandma and grandpa used to like listen to all that old music. Oh, the good stuff right there.
My favorite old song ever since I was little has always been Rockin' Robin. That is my jam.
Tweet.
I turn up to Rockin' Robin.
Up in the treetop all day long.
Hopping and a bopping and a singing this song. I done a little birdies on Dreamer Street. Love to hear the Robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin.
If you do not know that song, you are missing out.
Yeah, your parents didn't love you.
The
it's
greatest.
Okay, though. We love you. That's why we sing it to you. All right, let's see if Alex and Alyssa can go 3-for-3 for Finish the Lyrics. It's your third song right here.
Touching me.
Oh, no.
Touching you.
Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba.
The times never seem so good. I'm feeling fine.
Oh, I do not know. I don't know all the lyrics to this song. So I'm definitely going to have to buzz in Alyssa for this.
Oh, crap.
Okay, so do you want to play it again?
I've actually never even heard of that song.
Really?
You've never heard of that song?
Yeah, I've never heard that song.
She's never been to a bar.
Yeah,
apparently not, or never went to Penn State or anything. All right.
So we're going to play it again, and then, I don't know, just guess.
All right, here you go.
Yeah, okay, I have a good guess, but, like, that's it.
Okay.
Touching me, touching you.
Need an answer.
I.
All right, we'll go with her. I.
All right, let's see. This is the win because we missed one earlier. If it's I, Alyssa's getting hooked up. Here we go. Oh, man. All right. This leaves the door open right now. We have, we have a score that's tied. Am I right on that one?
It is 2-2.
Okay, let's do this one, Emily. I'm going to have to keep you muted, though, because this is all on me. Here we go.
No matter where you go. Not alone, I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day.
You know, Batman's a good superhero, but the number one superhero, Emily, is Superman. You know that, right? Superman?
Yes.
Yeah, final answer, Superman. Let's see. Whoops, wrong button. Dang it, I'm getting excited too early. Let's see if it's Superman. Here we go, final answer.
Superman.
Yes!
All I do is
win, win,
oh,
win,
man.
No matter what, maybe next time.
Joe and Emily, we just won.
And they stay there.
Sorry,
and they
Alyssa.
Stay there. And they stay there.
Good try, though.
Because all I do is win, win, win. Oh, look at Alyssa's a sore loser and hung up.
I'm sorry, gosh.
She doesn't need to hear the celebration.
Oh, my gosh. All right, congratulations going out to Emily. We're hooking you up with a $50 Main Event gift card, and we're going to pick a winner today after the show. You'll qualify possibly to win that $100 gift card. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you so much.
You're what? I feel disappointed with that reaction, but it's okay. Congratulations to you.
She's a very freaky girl.
It is another Freak Show Friday. Just something about it makes me happy. Just a little bit, because I am weird. Alex, you're weird too, but in our unique way. And if you think you're a freak or you got something people say, oh my gosh, you're so weird, that's what we talk to you on Fridays. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And of course, call the show anytime, 317-239-1009. On the phone this morning, we have Danielle. Hey, Danielle.
Hey.
Good morning. So what's going on with you? Tell us a little bit about your freaky self, or at least allegedly. What's wrong? What's going on?
Well, I'll be honest. I've been listening to you all do Freak Show Friday every week, and I thought about not calling, but I just couldn't resist anymore. I really feel like I'm the person that you're looking for with this.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I also feel like I've really discovered something that could be very helpful for other people.
Okay.
It might seem kind of weird, but anyway, as a backstory, I have always had cystic acne my whole life. It's really awful. It's ugly and embarrassing, and I've been super insecure about it since like 14, and now I'm 27.
So, God, I couldn't imagine still having it that long. I remember, and I thought it would never end. I'm like, what's wrong with my face?
Yeah, that is awful.
Yeah, exactly. You just feel like there's something wrong with you your whole life. And I finally found something that actually completely cleared up my skin.
Okay, well, this is kind of interesting because I'm like a skincare junkie.
Okay, well, it is, by society standards, gross, I guess. But you have to hear me out, because when you're as desperate as I've been for solution and you need to fix this, you really don't care what you have to do, right? So, okay, I wash my face with urine.
What?
Wait, like pee?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Pee.
Oh, that just... Gross, right? Am I wrong here? Anybody make some noise? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you've got some explaining to do.
Well, here's the thing is I work at a urologist here on the east side, and a lot of people don't realize urine actually can clear up eczema and acne. So I take a little bit of every patient's samples home with me every day.
Ew, it's not even your own. It's somebody else's?
Yeah, it has to be strangers because you need different urine with different bacteria. And using that every day, my face has basically become immune to any and all bacteria. It's like magic.
Oh, really, okay. I don't know the scientific thing behind it, but that just grosses me out. I actually went to the doctor yesterday and had to give some urine because they were checking my body for inflammation. And by the way, I don't have this. I don't even know why I'm bringing it up. But they checked to see if I had a urinary tract infection just to see.
Okay.
I don't, because you guys are like, what's wrong with them? But my point is, what if, ew, that's gross. Like, what if somebody's got something in their pee, like, not good, and you're splashing that on your face?
Well,
like,
that's what,
like aftershave?
She's saying that that specifically is what's helped her because of the bacteria in other people's urine. It's like making her immune to bacteria on her face. It's making her break out or something, right? Am I right, Danielle?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh my God, Alex is about to try it.
My mouth closed.
No.
Like, I use a damp cloth and I just close my mouth really tight. I usually do it in the morning because overnight, like, grime will build up on your face. So that's the most effective time to really, like, clear everything out. I don't even use other face wash. This is the only part of my face wash routine now. Mm-hmm. It's exclusively this. But, of course, nobody knows. My boyfriend and friends and family, I don't tell them because I don't want them to judge me.
Yeah.
So they can't understand the psychological pain. When you have severe acne that long, it's like you would try anything.
Well, where do you keep it? Because doesn't urine have to stay refrigerated? And then if you have your boyfriend over or something, I mean, there's got to be like he's going to grab a beer or something and like see that you've got like a stockpile of pee in your fridge.
And like, yeah, do you have like a bunch of different like cups of pee? Like, here's urine from Susan. Here's Michael's urine. Oh, look, there's Bobby's.
Well, actually, I mean, this is like kind of evil genius level, but I have a box in my refrigerator that says box wine, but inside it's actually the urine from patients I've collected. I just took the bag of wine out.
Oh my
God.
And
I set all the cups in there. And when people come over, I just tell them, oh, the wine's for me, but they can drink anything else.
Oh my God.
That's not Franzi in there.
That's not Pinot Grigio.
Okay, but how do you not stink? I can't imagine what you smell like. No offense.
No, it's. I don't even honestly smell it anymore. I'm so used to it now. It's just like sort of, I don't know, vinegary, but fine. My friend the other day, actually, I was out at brunch with my girlfriend, and we were downtown, and she did say something like, oh, you smell different. What perfume are you wearing? And I kind of got a chuckle out of that.
Oh, God. That was her trying to be nice. Yeah, you may not pick it up anymore, the smell, but I bet other people do.
I don't know. I just can't recommend this enough. To other people that have severe skin disorders, it can change your life.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I hope none of our listeners listen to your advice because I don't want our listeners to be known as the pee-pee faces.
What if they have severe acne, though?
Why wouldn't you have heard of this before? Like, you hear of, like, old wives' tales or whatever that would help out and do it?
Are there a lot of people on the internet that do this, Danielle?
Yeah, that's where I first heard about it, was on the internet, actually.
Oh, God. Well, anything's on the internet. But you're saying other people besides you say, hey, this helped out with my bad acne if I use urine.
Yeah. That's where I first found the idea. And then I thought, well, you know, I work at a urologist. Like, might as well try it.
Oh, my gosh. But can't you get in trouble probably for sneaking the pee?
Well, yeah. So, you know, I'll be honest, I'm using like a pseudonym. Just because I don't
want to
get in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so that means she's using a fake name?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, that's a big word.
Makes sense. Well, I want to barf, but I'm sure there are some crazy, crunchy listeners of ours that are like, this sounds like a great idea.
Alex,
yeah, I first heard about it on like a holistic blog.
Of course.
Well, I mean, like in theory, like let's say we're all trapped out in the woods, guys, we go camping. We could drink our own urine to survive. Like it's something that's been proven to do. So it's not like you're going to get sick from it, but.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Nope.
Would you try it though, Alex? You're all about beauty.
No, I would die.
What if it's guaranteed to make your skin look younger?
Nope, I would die. I'd just die. I'd be a wrinkly prune.
All right, Danielle, I think it's kind of weird, but if you're looking to get like an outside source, I'll charge like $5 a day. I'll give you a little jar.
I mean, honestly, that would be like cheaper than a lot of facial stuff that people use. So
Well, I'm curious to see other medical professionals, what they think of your recommendation.
Or anybody else that's struggling with acne. Like, have you tried everything except for this? Has anybody else, first of all, because I just Googled it real quick. I guess it is out there online. I thought Danielle was just lying, but apparently there are people that kind of do this. I'm wondering if anybody else has tried something like this. Or if this is, because this, it is pretty freaky. I don't know if you're the freakiest person we've had, Danielle.
I think she's the freakiest.
You think she's the freakiest?
I think right now she has set the bar. So going forward, they have to beat Danielle because I can't. I just
so would
can't.
You say that Danielle's the number one then?
Right now, in my opinion, she is the number one freak we've had on Freak Show Fridays.
All right, Danielle, thank you for calling in this morning to the show.
Thank you. I just had to tell someone.
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky.
Actually, hold on. Let me cancel that real quick. Here's the song we're supposed to play.
I wrote a song for
no.
And all the things she did. It was called Yellow.
Disgusting.
It's a Freak Show Friday on the Joe and Alex Show. Danielle wrote to us, then we just talked to her on the phone. She treats her acne, and I guess this is a thing that's more common than I've ever heard of, or we all have, with urine. Not just hers, though. She uses other people's, because apparently hers wasn't doing the trick. She works for a urologist.
Yep, so she I guess said on the east side, if you work with anybody on the east side at a urologist office, you better be looking at them a little bit more, seeing if you notice anything weird.
Yeah, if you notice any fluids missing.
No kidding. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Katie. Katie, you have a question this morning. What is that?
I want to know if the samples that she's taking home, if she is aware of the medical diagnosis of the patient that she's taking them home. I work at an oncologist's office. And we also deal with urine. I don't take it home.
oh, of course. That's what everybody would say, Katie.
Disclaimer.
No. But seriously, patients that are going through active chemo have issues. They have the chemo excreted through their feces, urine, and semen.
Okay.
You know, even the vaginal walls.
Okay, chemo, we get you. I get you. Your body gets rid of it. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Clinical.
No, I know. It's just, it's like, I know, but I'm eating eggs right now, so I'm sorry. So that's something that could affect you if you actually had it touch you?
Yes. You're not supposed, like, people's partners are not supposed to have sex while they're going through chemo.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're not. You're not supposed to have sex going through chemo.
Like, interesting.
You're not supposed to have your grandchildren or small children like come and hang out with you. Like, chemo can also come out of your pores.
Ew. Whoa. I didn't know that.
So if she has non-chemo urine, is that a good thing?
I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's still odd, in my opinion, but, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Wow.
Or cleans your skin, yeah.
Wow, thank you.
You know, kidding. 317-239-1009. Amber, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say about Danielle treating her acne with urine?
Treating your acne with urine is not such a bad thing. I mean, in my family, they've been doing it since the 1800s.
No.
What? Whoa, no, we can't just, like, move forward. Your family's been doing it for that long? Like, is it passed down from mother to daughter?
I'm curious, yes. Who's keeping track since the 1800s?
Let me check my pee logs.
If you have a bump on your face, like my mama tell me, my son, he just turned 2 and he's still in pull up. She'll say, oh yeah, you better go use his pull up on your face so that bump will go away. And seriously, we've been doing it for years. But I mean, it's not like I'm going to use my sister's urine or my urine, but I will use the baby's urine or one of my nieces and nephews, but I'm not using no grown behind's urine. No, no, no.
Can I just say that every time we do something like this on our show,
I think there's like one person that's like a little bit different.
I'm always so amazed that there are people that back this stuff up, like the ninnying. If this is the first time you're listening to our show, like a couple months ago, we had a woman call and say that she was being breastfed by her mother at 29 years old. And then this, yes. And then this, and there's always people that say, I don't think it's that
now,
weird.
Now Amber's like, well, that part's weird, but the pee diaper,
yeah.
Rub that all over. That's great.
I'm just shocked. I'm shocked every time we do this show here in Indianapolis that there are other listeners that, like, back this stuff up and say it's normal.
Yep. I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks. But
wow.
When I can I can attest that it works. It really works. When my great grandmother died at 105, she did not have a bump or wrinkle or anything on her face.
So
we just lost her daughter. Probably it hasn't even on the 12th of June. And when I say her skin was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and she was 92.
And that was because she used urine to wash her face.
It sounds like Amber's family has found the fountain of youth.
Stop. I don't want, I can't. You guys, I can't. Can somebody please call in that is just as shook as me? Because I feel like I'm the only one.
It is the Joe and Alex Show. I'm not going to play the Freak Show Friday like opening song we have. I actually have another song to talk about. Our good friend Danielle, who treats her acne with urine.
Get out with LPP, yeah, you know me. Get out with LPP, yeah, you know me. Get out with LPP, yeah, you know me. Who's down with LPP? Every lie's on me. Get out with LPP.
Now what's OPP, MYK?
Well, it stands for other people's... Oh, wait a minute. The last P?
That's not that simple.
Now you know what it stands for.
Yeah, that's what we got. Danielle says she works for a urologist. I don't know, something with urine. And
yeah,
she
urologist.
Treats her acne, which is bad, her whole life with other people's urine there. And she apparently is right because other people have done this, not from stealing it, but they say it helps sometimes with your face and acne.
Yeah, can we not brush over the fact that Amber called in and said her family has been washing their faces with urine since the 1800s?
That's like a family secret, like, you know, the KFC recipe. Like, how'd you get that good skin?
Oh, ew.
Well, let me show you.
Tracy tweeted us at Joan Alex Show, LOL. Oh my God, ew, it's really all over Google. Shelby said she is definitely the number one freak. She steals other people's pee and washes with it. WTF. We have Shelby that said at Joan Alex Show, it is gross, but I understand the willingness to try anything to fix something that makes you feel so insecure. It's really sad.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. You're on the Joan Alex Show, and you kind of find this freaky.
Oh, yeah, I find it freaky. I mean, does anybody else not find it freaky? Or the fact that the woman's stealing urine?
Apparently Amber. Apparently Amber's whole family has been doing this. So she's not the only... Danielle's not the only one.
It's not freaky. It's gross.
You're rubbing urine on your face. I mean, I guess I'll just reserve that for a Tuesday night fetish. But that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, this is like a golden shower thing on another level. But, I mean, imagine her boyfriend doesn't know. So every time that they're kissing or he's nuzzling her face or anything, she has been washing her face with that.
I think he knows. You can definitely smell that. Victoria, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Can you drop some knowledge to us?
So I was taking a class, one of my biology classes in college, and they actually talked about this. It's a medieval practice, and... It doesn't harm your skin. It does help. So she is right. But if you do it long enough, it can start to change your blood count. So it can affect the way that your body, like in your immune system, starts to work because, you're using other people's urine. So like your body can go so many days without water, right?
Yeah.
So you can drink your own urine to continue life. But using someone else's urine has different proteins, so it's just as dangerous as it is safe, if that makes
sense. Well, and you know, her argument was the reason she likes to use other people's is she says that it has different forms of bacteria and stuff, and she says that helps her acne, like, you know when you inject yourself with a certain kind of disease so that you don't get the disease?
I guess that's like... Are we comparing the flu shot to something?
Like a vaccine?
That's how she described it. She was saying that, like, using other people's helps her to be able to not react to other types of bacteria. So do you think that's accurate?
She's not wrong, but just like vaccines can change and your body can adjust to them, her face is going to adjust to it too. So she has to take breaks because she's going to start breaking down the enzymes in her skin.
Ew.
Wow.
Also, my question to her is it legal? Because if she works there and these people are coming in for a medical reason, is it legal for her to be taking it?
Yeah. I'm sure it's not, but I got to imagine they don't use all the urine, right? Like, they don't need the whole thing to do the test. They only need, like, a little bit of a little amount.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what do they do? Does she, like, just take the disposed stuff? But you're right. I wonder if handling it and doing those different things
matter.
Yeah,
you think somebody wrote a law? No urine, guys.
Oh, I guarantee you, they're like, you have to properly dispose of it. Let's do a few more. Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You've heard of this, huh?
Yeah, man. You got to be kidding me, right? These people, that's sick, man. You don't do that. When my wife had the first kid, somebody was coming up talking about, if you're, like, in the first 6 weeks of the baby being born, you can use their pee, and it has no bacteria, nothing in it, and you can clean your skin with it. My wife said, get off my Facebook with that nonsense. Who's running this website? What is this, R. Kelly? That's gross, dude. That's gross.
Hey, thank you, Nick. I mean, who comes up like
we should have played some R. Kelly.
Oh, well, he doesn't have any songs that directly talk about it.
No,
though.
But it's just him in general.
We all know he does. Let's take Shelby. Shelby, good. You're a nurse from what I see on my screen. What can you tell us?
So not only, A, is it absolutely illegal to be taking patient specimens home with you, like, unless she's testing all of this urine for things like HIV and hepatitis, which can be transferred through any body fluid.
Yikes.
Like, making herself susceptible to, like I just said, hepatitis or HIV.
Oh, my gosh.
So I would probably take a little, I mean, I know she said it's bad acne, but I would probably take the acne over, like, putting myself at risk of getting HIV or hepatitis. Because if she gets it, like, on her lip, because I know she said she, like, closes her lips, but, like, if she gets it on her lip or even in her eye, like, she's susceptible herself to any of those diseases that these people could be carrying.
Wow. The knowledge has been dropped. Shelby, thank you so much.
I'm shook. Shooketh.
Well, you always should shake when you're done, for sure. So that's it. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you follow us and let us know what you think about Danielle and this Freak Show Friday, treating her acne with urine. Also, Facebook, you can go there, search for Radio Now 100.9. I wrote a song for
you. I can never listen to this song again. All the things she did. Oh, Chris Martin, though. And it was called Yellow. Ew.
My wife had a kid. She's helping out at the summer camp that she's working with, and she's wearing a red swimsuit, and the kid said, "You look like Bob the Tomato." And I don't think he was trying to be a bully, but kids can say some really mean things. I had a kid talk about I had boobs one time, and then I had a kid yell one time when I was in the pool, "Harambe!"
Oh, my God.
Like, that's because I have a hairy chest. 317-239-1009. What's the meanest thing a kid has said to you? Raven, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened?
All right, so I was a sample lady at Marsh when I was pregnant with my oldest child, and a little kid and their mom walked past me, and I hear the little kid say to the mother, "Mommy, why is her stomach so big?" And the mother goes, "Well, honey, she's pregnant. She's got a baby in there." And so the kid goes, "So is she pregnant in her butt, too?" It's not really mean, like, in my opinion, but it was kind of funny.
That is hysterical. Oh, my God.
I would have felt so bad if you're like, "I'm not pregnant."
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, my God. That would be terrible. Yeah. Hey, Raven, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Julie. Julie, you've got a grocery story. What happened at the grocery store?
Okay, so I have my daughter with me. She was 2 at the time, and we're checking out at the grocery store. We've got our groceries on the belt, and she's super dramatic. So she grabs my face with both hands, and she goes, "Mommy," and she's facing, you know, the woman standing in line behind me. "She has a mustache just like Daddy."
Oh, no!
I was mortified. Could not even pay for my groceries. Completely walked out of the store.
I love that she grabbed your face with both of her hands like, "This is so bad, Mom."
She was so dramatic, but it was hilarious.
Me
could
as
not
a kid.
Even check out.
Hey, Julie, thank you for calling this morning. The good thing that kid will point out, like, "Hey, Mom, you're getting some whiskers over there." Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and yours has to do with cake.
Yeah, so me and my sister had taken my niece out to eat at, like, a all-you-can-eat buffet, and there was an older man sitting behind, you know, playing with my niece and talking to her and making faces, kind of, like, being silly. And she played with him the whole entire meal, and then we went up and got her some cake. Well, as soon as we got her cake, of course, he was like, "Yummy, yummy, my cake." And she instantly, like, hovers over her cake and was like, "My cake, fatso." We didn't know what to do. We totally did not know what to do. We were like, let's just finish our cake and act like it didn't happen. We didn't know what to do.
She called him fatso.
Was he a bigger gentleman?
Yeah. He was a bigger, older man.
Everybody has to be looking at you like, "Ooh, I wonder who were taught of those nice terms of fatso." Yeah, where did you learn fatso from?
So my sister plays with her all the time when she was little. And she'd be like, "Chunky, you little fatty."
That was it. That was it. The aunt.
Yep.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. Remind me not to go eat cake wherever her and her daughter are going. Hey, Joan Alex Show, who is this?
Hi, my name's Karis.
What happened? What's the meanest thing a kid has said to you?
So I have a 6-year-old, and I recently put on some weight, so I'm doing some dieting and exercising.
Uh-huh.
And, just trying to be healthy. And so she asked me, "Hey, Mom, why are you doing all this?" And I said, "Well, baby, it's just to be healthy." And she said, "Oh, and to also not be so fat and squishy anymore.
Oh!
Where are these kids learning these things? Like, they're so smart.
I don't know, but she also, I have another one. I wear glasses, and so she came up to me one day, and she took them off my face, and she said, "Mom, you look much better like this."
The unfiltered honesty with that one—that's so great.
Sounds
oh
like you got a fun one on your
she's
hands.
A treat. Oh yeah, she's awesome.
Hey,
thanks.
Thank you for calling in and sharing that this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. If you have anything else, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram, make sure you follow along too. And Radio Now 100.9. I want to hear about the main things that a kid has said to you. My wife had a kid. She's helping out at the summer camp that she's working with, and she's wearing a red swimsuit, and the kid said, "You look like Bob the Tomato." And I don't think he was trying to be a bully, but kids can say some really mean things. I had a kid talk about I had boobs one time, and then I had a kid yell one time when I was in the pool, "Harambe!"
Oh, my God.
Like, that's because I have a hairy chest. 317-239-1009. What's the meanest thing a kid has said to you? Raven, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened?
All right, so I was a sample lady at Marsh when I was pregnant with my oldest child. And a little kid and their mom walked past me, and I hear the little kid say to the mother, "Mommy, why is her stomach so big?" And the mother goes, "Well, honey, she's pregnant. She's got a baby in there." And so the kid goes, "So is she pregnant in her butt, too?" It's not really mean, like, in my opinion, but it was kind of funny.
That is hysterical. Oh, my God.
I would have felt so bad if you're like, "I'm not pregnant."
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, my God, that would be terrible. Yeah. Hey, Raven, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Julie. Julie, you've got a grocery story. What happened at the grocery store?
Okay, so I have my daughter with me. She was 2 at the time, and we're checking out at the grocery store. We've got our groceries on the belt, and she's super dramatic. So she grabs my face with both hands, and she goes, "Mommy," and she's facing, you know, the woman standing in line behind me. "She has a mustache just like Daddy."
Oh, no!
I was mortified. Could not even pay for my groceries. Completely walked out of the store.
I love that she grabbed your face with both of her hands like, "This is so bad, Mom."
She was so dramatic, but it was hilarious.
Me
could
as
not
a
even
kid.
Check out.
Hey, Julie, thank you for calling this morning. The good thing that kid will point out, like, "Hey, Mom, you're getting some whiskers over there." Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and yours has to do with cake.
Yeah, so me and my sister had taken my niece out to eat at like a all-you-can-eat buffet, and there was an older man sitting behind, you know, playing with my niece and talking to her and making faces, kind of like being silly, and she played with him the whole entire meal, and then we went up and got her some cake. Well, as soon as we got her cake, of course he was like, "Yummy, yummy, my cake," and she instantly like hovers over her cake and was like, "My cake, fatso." We didn't know what to do. We totally did not know what to do. We were like, let's just finish our cake and act like it didn't happen. We didn't know what to do.
She called him fatso.
Was he a bigger gentleman?
Yeah. Aww. He was a bigger, older man.
Everybody has to be looking at you like, "Ooh, I wonder who were taught of those nice terms of fatso." Yeah, where did you learn fatso from?
So my sister plays with her all the time when she was little. And she'd be like, "Chunky, you little fatty." That was it.
The aunt.
Yep.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. Remind me not to go eat cake wherever her and her daughter are going. Hey, Joe and Alex Show, who is this?
Oh, it's
Oh, what's up, dude? Hey, good morning. Your phone cut out. Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
Hi, my name's Karis.
What happened? What's the meanest thing a kid has said to you?
So I have a 6-year-old, and I recently put on some weight, so I'm doing some dieting and exercising.
Uh-huh.
And, just trying to be healthy. And so she asked me, "Hey, Mom, why are you doing all this?" And I said, "Well, baby, it's just to be healthy." And she said, "Oh, and to also not be so fat and squishy anymore."
Oh!
Where are these kids learning these things? Like, they're so smart.
I don't know, but she also, I have another one. I wear glasses, and so she came up to me one day, and she took them off my face, and she said, "Mom, you look much better like this."
the unfiltered honesty with that one—that's so great.
Sounds
oh
like you
gosh.
Got a fun one on your
she's
hands.
A treat. Oh yeah, she's awesome.
Hey,
she's
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for calling in and sharing that this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. If you have anything else, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram, make sure you follow along too. And Radio Now 100.9, I want to hear about the mean things that a kid has said to you. Some interesting stories. Some of them are trending or just things like, hey, we got to talk about this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. I don't know if this is just a woman with a big breast kind of a thing or women with smaller boobs do it too, but clerks at a gas station in Ohio posted signs a couple of weeks ago taking a stand against the stink that comes along with the summer. Their sign says the following: due to rising temperatures, we can no longer accept sweaty boob money, stinky sock money,
ew,
nasty nut money,
ew,
snotty dope dollars. They're just nasty. And I guess scientists agree. They say that each dollar bill carries about 3,000 types of bacteria on its surface. I've never had nut money. I never put money in my underwear.
Okay, that's
as
gross.
A guy.
Yeah, I don't blame them for putting that sign up. If that's what people are doing, that is so gross.
As a girl, I mean, you wear a bra, and I've seen a lot of bigger women, like with, you know, a lot to work with. I've seen phones up in the bra boob area. I've seen money. Do you do that? I mean, you're not a big chested woman.
No, I think that's trashy. I just, you know, have a clutch. I don't really get the appeal of stuff in my bra.
Do you know any girls that actually do that though? That it might be your friends.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're at the bars, they want to dance, they don't want to hold anything. But I just wear like a wristlet, so I don't have to worry about it.
I guess it's a built-in one right there. But be aware. All you sweaty boo money, stinky sock money people out there, your days are coming to an end. We're not that far away from Christmas. If you think about it, we're only halfway there, right?
In July, yeah, it'll be halfway.
I mean, we're like right there. We're like a week away from being halfway. Well, this is something I actually like. Oreo cookies and cream candy canes are going to join the lineup of their, I guess, candy cane flavors this holiday season.
Ooh.
According to a junk food Instagram account called Candy Hunts, it's their Christmas preview. The new Oreo cookies and cream candy canes, they are going to be delicious, and I'm all about that. I'm all about that.
Well, I don't like anything mint, so if I'm going to eat a candy cane, if it's cookies and cream flavor, that's the only time I'd eat one, because I won't use.
What are the other
else.
Other good ones? Isn't there like a Starburst or a Skittles,
yeah,
like candy cane kind? Those are pretty dope.
Yeah, those are good.
I like that, so way to go. I think I'll be down with the Oreo cookie and cream candy cane, which is hard to say. This is something I thought about my wife. She's doing stuff right now with the summer camp, and there's a lot of kids, and they're saying that many experts say that head lice infestations are at their peak during the time of the year as kids head off to summer camp. Any reason why you think that is? Especially now, like as years go on and on, it's up more.
I have no idea. Like more sleepovers. I'm trying to think why summer would be more of a time.
They're saying this woman in Florida, who's a lice treatment center expert, she says that it's being transferred more and more because of direct head-to-head contact because of kids taking selfies.
Oh wow! Ooh. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that's something to think about. Like, I mean, let's say we all don't go to camp, but as adults, you go out to the club or the bar.
Yeah.
And you get like a selfie with your girls and your guys.
Of course.
Did anybody, when you were in school, did any of you guys have lice?
I never did. Thank God.
It's like you always get that letter. It's like, oh, who's got lice at school?
Yeah, never on top, never on the bottom.
Did you? Never.
Never.
Just kidding. Did you know anybody directly that had lice? Because you always see the letters, but it's like, who was it?
I mean, getting lice is so common. I mean, that's not that shocking if somebody gets lice, but yeah, I was able to escape that somehow.
We put that, like, they put them in like the lice protection program. You never know who actually had it. So they're saying if you got kids, you might want to be careful and make sure they're not taking as many selfies, because if there is lice at the camp, it could easily jump when they take that selfie. And a final story this morning, a new study just confirmed what your eyes and every TV comedy kind of tells us. When men get married, they gain weight. Researchers at the University of Bath in England studied more than 8,700 men and found that married guys weighed an average of 3 pounds more than single guys. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it is statistically significant, which means it's not a coincidence and that married men are heavier. The study also found that men are most likely to lose weight right before they get divorced, and then again once the divorce is finalized. In other words, they're going to drop weight when they realize they're entering single life again.
Wow.
I mean, do you have any friends that are married? Because I feel like that's true. I've noticed myself, like I lost 100 pounds before I got married a couple of years ago, like 2.5 years ago, and I put like 80 of it back on.
I have tons of married friends. Nobody's ballooned up yet, but they also are really newly married, like a year or so. So I feel like after time, that might be the case.
So you've lost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds getting ready for my wedding.
Gained 80 back. That means you could gain another 20.
Oh, so I'm actually, wait a minute. I'm still 20 under, aren't I?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, man. This thing is, hold on. Give me this real quick. Garbage. Absolutely false. They don't know what they're talking about right there.